I can't predict trends, but I think it's got a good shot.
You posted on Facebook over the weekend you were embarrassed by how sunburned you can get by just sitting on a porch for a few hours.
Well, it was like a lot of hours. It was like 6 or 7 hours, but
I can see it. You got it on the forearms more than the face, though.
No, my neck was pretty sunburned, too. The game KMAN for our Twitter poll, which we're going to get to in just a moment. But first, I do have to give a shout-out to Jeremy, who pointed this out to me last night on Twitter. I was doing TV for K-State Baseball, and it was on FCS Central, which I'm sure was hard for a lot of people to find. Like, I had to work to find it on my TV, but some people did find it. I was impressed. Jeremy was, like, on top of this, ready to go to watch the game, but when he pulled up the guide, and I think it looks like this is Dish, just judging from what I can tell on here, the game was on. You can see that the game is on, and he has highlighted college baseball, Nebraska at K-State, and it even says up top where it's about to tell you what it is, says CBB, Nebraska at K-State. Here's what it said, though, for the description. The description of what college basketball, Nebraska at K-State was is as follows. Not rated, a teacher pines for a married colleague, but he falls into a black hole just as they're about to consummate their affair in this offbeat romantic, and that's all you can read. So,
yeah, that's how I would describe that game.
Yeah, you think that's how it sounded? I'd be curious, anybody that that took it in, if I did a good job representing what the description was supposed to be there. Baseball is supposed to be romantic, right? You know, people love the game of baseball. It's got more of a romantic feel to it than other sports, but I don't know. That seems pretty off the rails. I mean, it was just me and Mike Clark hanging out talking. There was no pining for married colleagues and black holes and certainly no consummating affairs, at least to my knowledge, on the TV broadcast last night.
Maybe between innings, but at least not on the air is what you're saying.
Oh boy, that's a minute and a half. Well, let's just not go down that road. Continue.
Well, I bring this up, or I'm glad that you brought this up today because it allows me to bring up that this seems to be some sort of an epidemic that's happening. I don't know if it's exclusively with Dish or if it's happening with DirecTV as well, but I've seen a couple other descriptions like this for baseball games since the Major League season started that are just hilarious. This one is from a Giants and Diamondbacks game last week, and it says, not rated, when a murderer is killed in a police shootout, he invokes a voodoo spell that allows him to transfer his spirit into a doll.
Who'd you say that game was?
That was Giants and Diamondbacks.
Yeah, I'd rather watch the description thing than Giants and Diamondbacks on that.
But see, the Giants have some of that hashtag giant devil magic, as it's been called at times, when they won the World Series in 10, 12, and 14.
But maybe, I'd rather watch the can I get the description one more time?
When a murderer is killed in a police shootout, he invokes a voodoo spell that allows him to transfer his spirit into a doll.
Yeah, that sounds more interesting than random out-of-market baseball game, to be completely honest with you.
Oh, yeah, but you would rather watch Catfish than a random out-of-market baseball game.
Well, slam dunk. There's a new one tonight. Yeah, absolutely. But the best one, do you have the third one? The third one was my favorite because it goes from being random TV show descriptions in place of baseball games to just literally whoever was plugging together the TV guy just threw together random words. And it was like interspersed team names with just whatever random word you wanted to pull out of the dictionary, English language.
You may have to give me a minute to come across that one.
If you
I'm
can't
sorry.
Tell, I'm trying really hard to,
to
fill right
stretch
now
this
as
out as
Tyler
much as possible.
Furiously scrolls.
Oh, I think
phone.
I got it. Yep, we got it.
Okay,
MLB baseball. Los, so like a Spanish word first. Los 5 Dodgers at Spike Rockies, former Cell Nationals at Health Phillies.
Go Health Phillies. I think Health Phillies is my favorite part of that. That's what, you know what? Like, we know what it is. I can see MLB, Reds at Pirates. I know what that is, but just surprise me with the description. Just start throwing together some random words or random sentences. Maybe take a sentence from one description, then a sentence from another description on, you know, subsequent channels, and just start throwing them together, mix and match. That spice it up. Let's spice it up. Baseball needs to be more exciting. Let's spice up the descriptions on the TV guide.
It mentions 4 different teams in that description, the Dodgers, the Rockies, the Nationals, and the Phillies, but I can tell from looking at this picture that it was a Nationals-Phillies game. No Dodgers or Rockies involved.
Or Health Phillies.
Or health fillies.
No health fillies. Okay. Cole Mamek's going to be on the show at 5:10. I'm going to ask him, as a part of the interview, the poll question that I have right now, which has honestly stumped me. I have finally come down on one side of this, but the poll results as of right now through 200 votes are pretty even as well. But the question was, and this is in reference to, I'm sure you guys talked about it yesterday, but DJ Johnson has been contacted by multiple NFL teams. The Chiefs are having him in for a workout. The Bears have been interested. And then Wesley Iwundu is getting quite a bit of buzz for potentially sneaking in the first round as an NBA draft pick and the first in basically a decade at K-State. So I asked, what's more likely, DJ Johnson goes to training camp with an NFL team or Wesley Iwundu sneaks into the first round of the draft? Now, going to training camp, I merely mean he does not have to make the team. He just needs to be in a camp somewhere. A team has liked him enough to bring him to training camp and give him that opportunity. So which one of those is more likely? I think they're both long shots, and thus why it is a difficult poll question to try and answer.
Yeah, I'm not putting the house, the farm, and the dog on either of those, but I would probably side with Wesley Iwundu getting drafted in the first round just because he really did seem to show a lot down the stretch of the season, and scouts really started to like him, and it's just so difficult for a basketball player to truly make it as a football player. I mean, it's one thing to get opportunities like this where teams want to interview you and want to see your workout tape and everything like that, but actually getting to training camp, that's a long way down the road for DJ Johnson.
See, I got to go. Like, if you would have asked me a week ago, I would have said Wesley, home run Wesley. But the thing is, with I believe this is how it works with DJ Johnson being a basketball player. He doesn't necessarily, he could be signed at any time.
Yeah.
And with Wesley and entering to the NBA draft, I mean, there's guys declaring every day. And you never know who else is going to throw their name into the hat. And every time a guy who leaves school early and goes to the NBA draft, that's probably moving Wesley, you know, back down the line a little bit.
You know, you hit on something there, because the swaying factor here for me, what swayed me to go ahead and side with the DJ Johnson piece of this is just how big of a crapshoot is the NBA draft? Like, it's just all foreign guys that they want to take flyers on, and you just can't predict what four-year college players are going to actually go in the first round. I mean, you hardly ever see the four-year college player getting drafted in the first round, because it just makes more sense for teams to take what they would consider like higher upside guys and go take a chance on them. So almost merely because of that, and it is just that DJ Johnson has to be in a training camp. There just has to be enough interest to bring him in and give him a shot. I mean, how many guys go to NFL training camps, you know?
Yeah, that's fair.
Guys are in NFL training camps all the time. I was about to say, I mean, hell, man, Tannehill was in an NFL training camp, but, you know.
Don't do that to him.
I'm not.
It was with the Browns.
I know.
That's a JUCO training camp.
Sorry, we love you, Tannehill. You were a first-team All-Big 12 tight end. I am sorry.
You just said what swayed you. I would have had infinite respect for you if you would have phrased it as what swayed me, because Svi Mykhailiuk announced today that he is going to pursue the NBA draft. He isn't hiring an agent, so he could still potentially return to school. But
I think
I'm a GM, I'm not taking Mykhailiuk over Wesley Iwundu, but that's just me.
Oh, boy. Well, there's another debate for another time. I think initially I would disagree. But regardless, the point here is I think that the NBA draft first round, it's really difficult to decide who's going to – we're talking about him sneaking in the back part of the first round, right?
Right.
You want to hear the last – let's go like from pick 22 down in the first round of last year's NBA draft. Okay. Malachi Richardson was a Syracuse freshman. So you have a one and done there. Then you have Ante Zizek, who is from Croatia. You then have Timothy Luau Cabarrot from France. Then Bryce Johnson, who was a four-year college player. So there's one. Then you have Furkan Korkmaz from Turkey. You then have Pascal Siakam from Cameroon.
We need Andy Crowell in here for this segment.
You then have Skal Lebesser from Haiti. I mean, like, you see the point here. Ivica Zubak from Croatia. That's all back into the first round last year. Like, that's what happened. So I have a hard time just trusting the fact that a four-year college player would sneak through there. And there is legitimate interest in DJ Johnson, the football player. This is a different – what's happening with DJ, I think, is different than what happened with Thomas Gibson a couple of years ago. Thomas Gibson got interest from one team. It was the Green Bay Packers. He had never played football in his life, if you can believe it, never even played high school football. He was just a basketball guy. He literally went out there with no football knowledge and had one workout with the Packers and then decided not to pursue that any further. DJ Johnson has had multiple teams now confirmed interested in him. Therese Paylor, the Chiefs beat writer for the Star, was talking about the Chiefs having a workout for him coming up. So that's legitimate. The Bears' interest in him is legitimate. Bruce Weber said there's multiple teams there. And DJ was a great high school football player. When all this has come up, it jogged my memory that when he came in initially, there was a lot of talk about, you know, how good of a high school football player he was. And you can tell just by looking at him, no offense to Thomas Gibson, but DJ Johnson looks more the part of, I think, a guy who could actually go out there and play the role of NFL tight end.
He does, however, have the injury history that Thomas Gibson did not, and that is going to have an impact on teams potentially having interest in him, in my opinion. Or it should. Don't you think?
Probably not at this stage. I mean, you're just taking flyers on guys. The Chiefs, for instance, in their workout with DJ Johnson, they have three college basketball players coming in. I mean, I don't think they're going to look at that and be like, if you're taking a first-round draft pick or something, like, yeah. But when you're talking about just bringing a guy in, and that's why the poll question is, just to round it back into form here, will he get invited to a training camp? I don't think that would keep teams from inviting him to a training camp. I think there's some legit interest, and boy, I don't know. Again, no offense to Wesley Owundu, but when it comes down to Wesley Owundu or Pascal Siakam from Cameroon, man, I don't know if he's getting in there in the first round.
How many of these have you gotten correct? Do you know?
Oh, pronunciation-wise?
Yeah.
I was almost purposefully trying to make it sound as Americanized as possible just for emphasis, but I'm sure zero. When we do that thing every year, we'll probably do it again with Andy Crow, where I make him come decide if it's an actual NBA draft pick or a name that I made up or fictional TV character, whatever. It's really hard. I have to go watch the video of them getting drafted and try and say it like 10 times in my head to make sure that I'm pronouncing it correctly. It's not easy. It's not easy at all. Cole Manbeck's coming on with us at 5:10. As if some of the discussion today hasn't been goofy enough already, might get a little goofier with the idea that I have taken from the Tony Romo Dallas Mavericks situation that happened last night that everyone's been talking about. I think I can use that to solve a K-State problem. You're listening to The Game.